Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Andy Nightingale, Vice President of Product Management and Marketing at Arteris. He has over 37 years of experience in the high-tech industry, including 23 years in various engineering and product management positions at Arm. Welcome to the podcast, Andy.
Hi, great to be here.
First question, Andy, is how did you get started in semiconductors?
It's certainly interesting for me. My dad was a mechanical engineer, so I marvel at his creativity and the things he used to build and bring home for us to look at. I was really captivated, actually, by the brains of these electromechanical assemblies he worked on. I guess they were from simple state machines into new at the time 8-bit micros. As a kid, you know, I used to go into work with him at the weekends and was granted special permissions to use the VAX 11750s and such. We then got a BBC microcomputer. When I started secondary school, it opened up a load of new avenues, including building automatic weather stations for a local business in our village, other stuff like that. I then started to work as an apprentice electronics technician in the 80s. While studying, worked on scanning electron microscope designs, and I made it into the software engineering team where I worked and eventually found my way into Arm as a validation engineer in the late 90s. So I transitioned from engineering into product management around 2010, and I ended up running the system IP product team, which included the interconnect product lines.
That is a good story. So what brought you to Arteris?
Yeah, at Arm, I played a part in helping to establish Amber, where I was directly involved with Amber AXI. Which I really personally believe helped to standardize interconnect IP, and it helped it become really foundational to all system on chip designs. I was introduced to Arteris way back and to their NOC technology and to Charlie there. And what immediately impressed me at the time was how their NOC would packetize data and save a bunch of wires amongst other innovations. So, you know, years went past and I worked for Arm, had a fantastic time there. But eventually I reached out to Arteris in 2022 and was thrilled to be offered a role that let me pick up again the opportunity to positively impact the next generation of on-chip communications. So like my days at Arm, I love being associated with technology that's pervasive and essential to enabling new innovations in electronic systems. And just like compute, really, you know, interconnect IP, such as network on chip or NOC, is really essential to new areas of innovations in AI today, autonomy and sustainability.
Right. Yeah, so let's talk more about that. Arteris recently brought to market a new innovation associated with its NOC products. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited to share some updates here. So this week, we announced an innovative evolution of our NOC products with network-on-chip tiling capabilities for faster development of on-chip system designs, you know, especially those with AI applications in mind. So first, I guess I'd better share our definition of network-on-chip tiling, you know, which effectively enables the designer to design a modular unit once and then repeat it multiple times in the same chip. So this is actually distinct from other references to tiling in the chiplet context, where their hard tiles, as I call them, connect together via physical interfaces, you know, of course, at the cost of some latency. So our innovation, our NOC tiling features are supported by mesh interconnect topology within our FlexNOC and Ncore products. And mesh is a common building block for AI type applications due to its very regular structure. So we believe that the Arteris NOC tiling offers a significant advantage to design teams, enabling them to scale compute performance by factors such as 10x, whilst meeting the project schedules in terms of power, performance, and area goals. So really, knock tiling enables design reuse as well. So pre-tested network on chip tiles can be reused, cutting the SOC integration time by as much as a half in some instances, and therefore, you know, shortening that time to market. So, you know, this is really impressive. You know, the day and age where we live in, AI innovations are changing so rapidly, and all of these requirements that these innovations help are absolutely vital.
And what markets will benefit from this new technology?
Yeah, so sure. Many of us will be aware that the growing demand for AI chips is actually driven by the increasing use of generative AI in data centers as one data point. We're also seeing companies build more efficient and scalable AI systems across a wide range of edge AI devices too. For example, chips that run inference for machine vision and natural language processing. And actually, you know, I was reading the other day, according to Gartner, the value of AI accelerators in servers is expected to reach 21 billion this year and grow to 33 billion by 2028. And another interesting data point that came out from McKinsey, so they looked at the estimates, they pulled together some estimates in that by 2030, in their base scenario, the total Gen AI compute applications are going to be serving 70% of B2C use cases and 30% of B2B.
That's interesting. You referenced different AI use cases across the different markets. Can you elaborate on that? I mean, what challenges are designers running into across the different markets?
Yeah. So AI is a horizontal, and you'll find it across the hottest verticals, including automotive, communications, consumer electronics, enterprise computing, and industrial. So at the highest level, they all have similar challenges. Do more with less energy consumption, do it faster and at scale, but with the lowest possible cost. So talking through a few example use cases that come to mind, and know that these are by no means exhaustive. For applications focused on scalability, we've got edge computing, training, and inference application data exchange in the communications vertical. We've got edge computing inference applications for industrial. We've got enterprise level training applications, of course, in the enterprise computing vertical. And then for applications focused on area and power efficiency, we've got the embedded computing inference for automotive and the consumer segments. So in all these cases, building and tuning interconnects to attach all the required processing elements and achieving everything in the given power and area budgets is a real challenge. So with automotive applications, there's the added challenge of meeting ISO 26262 for functional safety on top of all of that.
Right. I didn't realize the Interconnect Hub had such a high impact on final product. Can you talk a little bit more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the widespread challenges of power, performance, area, and of course, time to market can all be positively influenced and optimized by the right interconnect design. So this is why Arteris technology is used by so many leading companies today, because they understand that developing the interconnect in-house is going to increase the risk of development time and ultimately, you know, really increase the risk of time to market success. So they're thinking, you know, why not use a right first time interconnect solution and focus on the core competency, you know, functionalities that really actually let them stand, you know, head and shoulders above their competition. And with this latest tiling innovation that we spoke about, Unlock IP enables an even grander advantage around performance, power reduction, and now design reuse. So our customers will be able to innovate even faster, turning out derivative designs at a record pace with the advancement of tiling. So it's all of these micro movements in the design flow that have macro impacts really in the end result. So many of our customers are on the leading edge of AI and technology in general, and they're excited too about this new innovation. And we're thrilled to help them, you know, advance their designs even faster.
Last question, Andy. Where can people go to learn more about Arteris and this new tiling technology?
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, people can visit arteris.com for more information or find us on social media. We're also at many of the industry events, so come and say hi in person, and we'd love to meet you. We'd love to work with you.
Yeah, I see you at the conferences all the time. You guys are big contributors to the ecosystem. That's very much appreciated. And I think there's another conference coming up, so hopefully I'll see you then. But you know, thank you for your time, Andy, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Dan.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day. Thank you.